Amen. Check this out. His name is Larry. Not Larry here, a different Larry. And his boyhood dream was to fly. You might wish he could just fly. Wouldn't it be great, right? All right. And so when he graduated, true story, by the way, when he graduated from high school, he joined the Air Force in hopes of becoming a pilot. Okay? Unfortunately, his poor eyesight disqualified him, so he had to satisfy himself with watching jets over his backyard. You know, like here in Vegas, right? But one day he got this idea. True story. He decided to simply attach a few helium-filled weather balloons to his lawn chair, cut the anchor, then float around on a pleasant journey for a few hours in the sky, then use his pellet gun to burst the balloons and float gently back to the ground. That was the plan. Unfortunately, Orson, it didn't go that way. After filling 42 weather balloons with helium, Larry loaded up his lawn chair with a CB radio, sandwiches, cold beer, and, of course, his pellet gun. He cut the cord to his lawn chair, and immediately the results were drastic. Larry's lawn chair, I kid you not, rose to a height of nearly 16,000 feet. Okay, and at first he didn't dare shoot any of the balloons, fearing that he might unbalance the load and cause himself to spill out. So slowly he drifted over the Long Beach area and crossed over to the local airport corridor, not making this up, whereupon two astonished pilots actually spotted him in the sky, in the place. So he eventually shot off a few of his balloons, but then he accidentally dropped his pellet gun overboard. So he slowly descended until the balloon's dangling cables caught a power line, which then caused an electrical blackout in the Long Beach area. And he was finally able to climb to the ground, whereupon he was promptly arrested by the Long Beach Police Department. They were waiting for him. And it was reported that he actually said when he was led away in handcuffs, why in the world did he do this? Quote, "A man just can't sit around." And all the men starting the new year said, amen. That's right. Okay. And for those of you who think I'm kidding, I'm not. Journey with me back, I believe, like 1982. This really happened. Watch this.
There was only one balloon trip like the one Larry Walters of North Hollywood took. Here's David Burrington.
Larry Walters had always dreamed of flying a balloon to a faraway place. So with help from a friend who taped these scenes, he rigged 42 weather balloons to a lawn chair and filled them with helium. Walters hoped to fly across the mountains to the Mojave Desert, staying in touch with a CB radio. Suddenly a cable broke and up he went with one emotion. The first casualty, his glasses. They slipped overboard, leading to this radio transmission with his girlfriend.
Mark, Larry, cut him down. You've got to come down if you can't see. Cut him down.
I've got my other glasses. I can see perfectly. Don't worry. You copy, over.
I copy. Are you sure you're okay? There's trees up there. We can hear them. Are you okay?
I'm A-okay. I'm going through a thin fog layer. Over. My altitude's 1,500 feet. See Marineland right now.
The balloon reached 16,000 feet, spotted by two astonished airline pilots. Today, Walter said he has no intention of going ballooning again.
And how many guys would say that's the understatement of the year? Okay, big time. Okay, that really happened. Okay, but how many guys would say that Larry's decision, I know we guys can do some strange stuff, but that probably wasn't the smartest decision he made, you know, that plan that he had there, okay? And the point is this, it took him on a journey that was way more than what he bargained for, wasn't it? Okay? Now, unfortunately, the point is this, folks. Did you know our whole planet's doing the same thing? They're making a goofball decision of rejecting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they're about to take a horrible journey way worse than they could ever imagine. It's called, they're running the risk of being thrust into the seven-year tribulation. You don't want to be there. It's a horrible journey, way worse than that, believe it or not. Okay, the Bible says it's an outpouring of God's wrath on a wicked and rebellious planet. Jesus said in Matthew 24, it is the worst time in the history of mankind, never to be repeated again, and that unless God shortened that time frame, nobody, no human would survive and be completely wiped out. How many guys would say that's bad? Okay, worse than that lawn chair ride, okay? And therefore, because God loves you and I, because he visited this planet, hello, he gives us warning signs in advance, and they've been there for 2,000 years or more, letting us know when the tribulation was near, and therefore the rapture of the church. Even closer than that, which happens at the beginning. So in order to keep you and I from experiencing the ultimate bad day of being left behind, we're going to continue our study. That's right, the final countdown update, okay? And so far, we've seen the first 9 updates on the final countdown study. That's the Jewish people, the Antichrist, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood, the rise of wickedness, the rise of apostasy, the rise of a one-world religion, and the last 4 times, who's counting? I am. That's right, Bobby. I'm counting, is the rise of a one-world government. And what we've been seeing is God lovingly out of love. Okay, so we're not caught off guard. He lets us know when you see all the world's governments coming together as one, which is happening right now a two-day around the planet, it's a sign you're in the last days. And we've been seeing that, folks, with the quotational proof, the coercive proof, the union proof, the control proof, and last time, the monitor proof. Okay, where we saw how the Antichrist, the Bible is clear, is going to monitor the whole planet, everything we do, everywhere we go, because he's going to force, make, order, cause people to do whatever in the world he wants them to do, or you're going to die. In order for that to come to pass, you have to be able to monitor people on a global basis. And that's what's being done. We saw that's being done with our information system, our satellite system, and last time, our transportation system, and those cameras everywhere. And I mean everywhere, right? And we saw that we're being tracked in our vehicles and being conditioned to be tracked with our vehicles with those shooting darts, personal locators, easy passes, license plates, car lenders, and block boxes, whether you want one or not. They're now mandatory in all U.S. cars, okay, according to this current administration. But they're also watching us with cameras everywhere. And this is what I thought was absolutely freaky. Okay. Not only cameras going up everywhere, and then with Google Glasses and the contacts with Innovato, people could be wearing these things that could see people. But the freaky thing was they're building an AI system, a non-human computer system, artificial intelligence to monitor the whole thing. It's like Terminator Skynet. This is not a movie. It's happening right now. Okay. And that thing taps into that, there's no place to hide, okay? But believe it or not, that's still not all. The third way, the Antichrist, is developing a global monitoring system, tracking our every move, is the communication system. Huh? Turn to somebody and say it again. How about that cell phone? Everybody's just got to have one. Can't leave home without it. I wonder why. What's it going to lead to? Well, let's see if we can find out. Open your Bibles to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is our opening text again, this time the first half. Last time, I believe, we looked at the second half. But let's take a look from Jesus, by the way. What we can expect, of course, those who get, unfortunately, is the context here, saved after the seven-year tribulation starts. If you want to avoid the whole thing, get saved now, okay, which I highly recommend. But what's going to happen during the seven-year tribulation, okay? And what's that got to do with communication? Well, believe it or not, I think it has everything to do with communication. Let's take a look. Matthew 24, verse 3. Let's take a look. Again, the context, the disciples are asking Jesus, how do you know it's getting close? When you're coming back. He comes back at the end of the seven-year tribulation, Revelation 19, the second coming of Christ. What's leading up to that? Here's what it says. At that time, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, verse 3, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered. First of all, he says, watch out that no one what? Deceives you, for many are going to come in my name claiming I am the Christ and will deceive many, unfortunately. And then that's not all. You're going to hear these of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it you're not alarmed, because such things must happen, but the end is still to come. The nation's going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There's going to be famines and there's going to be earthquakes in various places, and believe it or not, you ain't seen nothing yet. All these are just the beginning of birth pains. It gets worse as you go, okay? Just as it gets closer to the actual birth of the child, the contraction pains get worse, worse. And so now he goes into what's even worse than the famines and earthquakes. Listen. Then, he says, you will be handed over to be persecuted and what? Put to death. And you'll be hated by who? All nations. Global hatred of followers of Christ. All nations because of me, Jesus says. And in fact, at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will what? Betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Okay, so according to our text, again, Jesus speaking, he not only says, how do you know it's getting close? Okay, he says, there's going to be a massive rise of wars, there's going to be rumors of wars, you're going to see nations going against nations, and we see no signs of that. Yeah, right, sarcasm. And then you're going to see earthquakes, you're going to see famines and that, and then he says, man, I tell you what, it's going to get so bad. What's he say there? He said there's going to be a massive rise of persecution specifically of who? Followers of him. Okay? And of course, in the context here, the people he's talking about is the Jewish elect, okay, that turns to God, okay? And of course, those who get saved after the seven-year tribulation, which is possible. Unfortunately, they missed the rapture. You should get saved now, avoid the whole thing, but now they're in a heap of trouble. Most of them are going to lose their heads over it. Revelation talks about that, and that's for another topic. And the reason why is because Jesus said, listen, at that time, they're not just going to hate followers of him all over the world. Notice it's not a section. It's all nations. All over the world. This is a global movement. They'll hate followers of Jesus, and they'll want to kill them. How many guys would say that's probably a time you want to avoid? Yeah. And then he says, how are they going to do it? He says the interesting word there. He says, betray. Now, that word there in the Greek is paradidomai. It literally means to turn them in, to give them into the hands of, to give into the custody of. Why? For the purpose of punishment, judgment, and or to be put to death. And that's what he says. So the Bible says, Jesus speaking, during the seven-year tribulation, the followers of Jesus, again, those who get saved after the rapture, unfortunately, should get saved now, the Jewish elect, they are going to be turned in for death. They are literally, listen, going to be betrayed, and put it back in its context, on a global scale. So let's put this to the test. All right, here's the question. How in the world is somebody going to do this on a global scale? Because this is the context. How in the world, number one, on a global scale, is somebody going to know if a person's a Christian or not? Number one, okay, anywhere on the planet. And two, how in the world are you going to know their exact location to go get them in the first place and turn them in for death, betray them? Right? I mean, as long as they keep their mouths shut and they hide out and stay out of public view, they should be safe, right? Not if you control the communication. Let's say that again. How about that cell phone? Oh, man. If you controlled all the communication, think about this. On a global basis, all a person would have to do is make up one little slip and say Jesus or something. And then you know exactly who the Christians are. And then you could go get them and betray them and kill them. And I don't know about you, it's a good thing that we see no signs of anybody having the technology to monitor all of our conversations all over the planet, and let alone locating us to turn us in and kill us. Let's say it again, Cheryl. How about that cell phone? Folks, this is so absolutely wild. Your cell phone. The cell phone is the world's biggest, greatest tracking, bugging, monitoring device ever invented in the history of mankind. I was going to even talk about computer. I can't even get to that. This message is all on what they're doing, Big Brother, with our cell phones. And I hope it blows you away. Okay, because it still blows me away, and I'm still preaching on it, okay? The first thing they're doing with our cell phones, folks, is they are tracking us. They are tracking us with our cell phones, okay? And it's been going on for a long time. Most people don't even realize this, okay? In fact, as we already saw, for the first time in mankind's history, they not only have the technology to monitor every single conversation on the whole planet, okay? But we saw that with certainly the NSA, right? Remember that? And we also saw that in the previous study with Project Echelon, where they actually use filtering devices to monitor all communication and look for code words, buzzwords. Like they look, this, okay, anybody that says the word bomb, spit it on, goes to a person's desk. They've been doing that for years. So this ability to not just monitor communications on a global basis is already here, but to specifically look for code words is already here. In fact, folks, this isn't something they got caught. Okay, you got us, and we stopped. They're still doing it today if you pay attention to the news. The unfortunate thing is we're so conditioned to it, it doesn't bug us anymore. But watch this.
And this Fox News alert as well. A bombshell report this morning that the National Security Agency has been secretly collecting the phone records of tens of millions of Americans. A top secret court order reportedly forcing Verizon, one of the country's largest phone companies, to hand over the daily call information for every single one of their customers. Peter Ducey joins me now live at the White House. So, Peter, what kind of data do we know what the feds are looking for here?
Martha, we know they want to see the phone number you dial, when you dial it, and how long you talk to the person on the other end of the line. That goes for all Verizon customers in the United States, and there are about 121 million of them on an ongoing basis. The White House also says this kind of information is a critical tool in protecting the United States from terrorists.
Well, there it is, so it's okay, because that's always the excuse, isn't it? We need to give up more of our freedoms. We need to allow them to spy on us on a continual basis behind the scenes, whether we realize it or not. Because that's what we got to do to get these bad guys, these terrorists. But again, as we've seen before, that's the issue. First of all, who defines what's a terrorist? What if you became the terrorist? What if just simply believing in Jesus Christ made you a terrorist? And folks, that is coming. There's already telltale signs of that, okay? That's an excuse. But it's all an excuse. Oh, we got to do it for the bad guys, the terrorists. It's all an excuse to monitor our every move, every communication, okay? And folks, what I want to share with you is it's way more than what he just shared. It's not just they're doing this. It's way more in depth than that. It's much more than just what number did you dial or who you talked to or for how long. It literally is to track our every move. Our cell phones are one of the biggest global tracking devices in the history of man. Now listen to this. And we pay for it. I'll say that again. This blew me away. Wait a second. We pay for our own tracking device on a global basis. It reminds me of what the scripture talks about Satan and his character. He's not just evil. He's not just a liar and the father of all lies. He's not just a murderer. The scripture says, boy, is he tricky. Is he sneaky? In fact, the word is used cunning. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul says this, but I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's what? The serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Jesus Christ. Now, the word that's used there in regards to Satan's character, cunning, is the Greek word panurgia. And it literally means craftiness, certainly cunning, literally one who is skilled in trickery. What a trick. What a trick it is. I mean, just like Satan, right? He tricks us into paying for our own global tracking devices. Isn't that cunning? Or have you guys noticed this? I wonder why. Why is it that the government, and still is to this day, so hot to trot to make sure that everybody has a cell phone? Even if you can't afford one, we'll give you one. I wonder why. You can't have anybody out of the tracking loop, can you? And if you think I'm kidding, folks, we have been conditioned for this. The devil's so sneaky, he's so cunning. And remember, who's the one who is empowering the Antichrist? Satan. Very cunning, very deceitful. We've not only been conditioned to pay for our own global monitoring devices via our cell phones, but we've been conditioned to accept it like it's okay. Don't worry, it's for your good. Or it's convenient. I mean, you can't live without this stuff. Yeah, it's going to track you wherever you go, but come on, it's worth it. And I want to share that with you. The first way I believe we are in condition right now to accept being tracked on a global basis with our cell phones is with personal retrieval. Huh? I mean, who doesn't hate this scenario, right? You're in a hurry to rush out of the house, you know, you got stuff to do, and you're already running late, and all of a sudden, oh no, where's my cell phone? I mean, isn't that annoying? Don't you hate that? Or worse yet, don't you hate it when somebody steals it from you? Oh, those bad guys, if only we could catch them. Well, hey, that's right, folks. Worry no more due to the fact that these devices come with built-in GPS services. You can find that cell phone anytime, anywhere. Let's take a look.
If you've lost your precious smartphone, don't fret. GPS and other location services built into smartphones, tablets, and even laptops make it easy to locate and even erase data from missing devices. One app we found to be effective with all kinds of smartphones is the Prey app. You can track them on the Prey website from any other computer or phone. If a device goes missing, just flick the switch on the Prey website to see the phone's location. You can also command the device to play a loud sound, or even take and send a photo to see who has it.
Last time Joey takes my phone, I tell you what. Where you at? Anyway, he's back there. That's right. Whoa, isn't that great? Not only you'll never lose your phone again, but you can catch that bad guy, man. You'll track him down. You'll even get a photo of him. But wait a second. That also means that since you carry that phone with you all over the place too, then technically you too could be tracked and you too could be photographed. But hey, they wouldn't do that, would they? Now, the constant theme, besides how about that cell phone, is this theme. If you believe that, I've got some swamp land here in Vegas to sell you. See me after service. Okay, excuse me. Oh, it gets worse, folks. The second way we're being conditioned to be tracked with our cell phones is friend retrieval, huh? Not just personal retrieval. Get the cell phone. Like, come on. I mean, put yourself in this scenario. I mean, you talk about another annoyance, right, Mario? This one gets you, I tell you what. I mean, don't you hate it when you want to go out, right? John, you finally get some time off, you know what I'm saying? But man, you just can't seem to find your friends anywhere. Nobody to party with. Doesn't that annoy you? I tell you what. But hey, that's right, fret no more. thanks to Google, shocker, they have a program out called Latitude. You'll be able to find your friends anytime, anywhere, and make sure you still get to party. Check this out.
Latitude is a new feature on Google Maps that allows you to see where your friends and family are on a map and easily keep in touch with them. When your friends accept, you can see them on your phone. For example, Ali shared his location with me. He's currently in Cairo visiting his friends. My friend Alice is one of my surfer buddies. We keep in touch through Latitude. Let's see what the swells are like. I'm glad to see that Mom and Dad arrived home safely from the airport. There was some bad weather in New Jersey. Oh, look at this. Looks like some of my buddies are nearby. Playing tennis? Well, maybe they're free for dinner.
Yeah, then we could go out, man. John, I know where they're at. They're in Frisco. They got great restaurants there. They got that sourdough bread, and then they got that Ghirardelli chocolate factory, and it's going to be an awesome party. Whew. Now, first of all, did you notice it was all over the world? It wasn't just in the United States. It finds them all over the world, number one. But, man, you can find your friends anywhere, anytime, anywhere in the world, know exactly where they're at. But wait a second. Again, you're carrying that cell phone with you, which means you could be found anytime, anywhere you're at in the world. But they wouldn't do that, would they, Cheryl? Swampland, right out there after the service, okay? In fact, they have another app out. It's called Cloak, because a lot of these come to the Cloak. And Cloak actually is designed and marketed to do the exact opposite, okay? Google Latitude was to find your friends, you know, so you're at, so you can make sure you can always party and stuff like that. This one, Cloak, is actually designed to track your friends so you could avoid them. Not making it up. It's called Cloak. That's what it is. And because they, you know, do the scenario. I mean, who hates this, right, Mario? You're finally, well, you're married. It doesn't work. Any single, but it, because they're dating is the scenario. But anyway, you guys, give it for Mario and Janet. That's their awesome happy couple. Happy, right? Happy, happy. Yeah, just keep smiling. You'll score points there. But anyway, so it's, you're out in public, right? You're on a date, right? And who hates running into your ex-boyfriend and girlfriend? I mean, doesn't that kind of ruin the dessert there? So if you had this device, you could literally keep track of them all the time. So you go, don't go there because they're over there. That's literally how it's marketed, okay? In fact, you can actually get a complete map of anyone, anywhere with another service by Google because they've gotten rid of Latitude, and now it's just simply a Google location, okay? It's just kind of beefed up. And you could literally, we log into the same account, cell phone info, stuff like that, and you literally, it will produce a map. Now listen, this is their words, not mine. It'll produce a map of where that account has been for the last day to the last month and, quote, will erupt across your screen like chicken pox. Now here's a sample map. It's not just you being tracked, it's being cataloged, and if you want, you can see where that person's been everywhere, every trajectory, every path. The whole, whoa. That's kind of creepy. That's about as exciting as chicken pox, isn't it? At least I think so. But anyway, speaking of freaky, okay, another justification, the third way we're being conditioned to be tracked by our cell phones and think it's awesome is with moms and dads. Here you go. I'm here for you. New year. Parental retrieval, huh? I mean, who's a parent? Come on. I mean, who would love to stop worrying about your little crumb snatcher, right? And where they are, where'd they go? Are they in trouble? Did they show up where they said they were going to go? Where are they really at? They called me and said, I'm over here, but are they really there? Worry no more. That's right. Cell phone providers are here for you. Now you don't have to worry at all where they're at. You'll know exactly where they are at all times. Watch this.
Cell phones used to connect families with constant calls all day long. But now, with Sprint Family Locator, you can quietly keep track of your busy family without bothering them throughout the day. If you want to make sure Carolyn made it to morning band practice without interrupting the music, you can run a quick location check from either your phone or your home or office computer. You can also program regular safety checks that automatically send you a text or email with any child's whereabouts at specific days and times. So, if Grant walks home from school at 3 o'clock every day, you can double-check that he makes it home safely every time. Real-time interactive maps let you view their location with street addresses and landmarks, as well as satellite views. Kids can cover a lot of ground. Family Locator also lets you review up to a week's worth of recent location history. So when Graham leaves Jake's house to go to Charlie's, but ends up at Henry's and forgets to call, you'll know just where he is. And there's no installation required because the GPS technology is already built into your child's phone.
Yeah. Now, hold, that soft weeping that you hear right now, that is the teenagers in the room. We can't hide. What? It's already built into your phone? Yeah, it's nice knowing where your kids are and your family, and but at what price? Well, that's all convenience. I mean, they surely would not use this technology behind their back, would they? What's outside the doors? Swampland, that's right. The fourth way they're already tracking us behind our backs, conditioning us, is with the police. Okay, and this is some of the big cats that are coming out of the bag now. Okay, believe it or not, folks, cell phones can not only allow individuals to track us at all times, parents to track us at all times, friends to track us at all times, but even the police. In fact, they're already doing it. And see, that's the big problem. It's unconstitutional, okay, with all due respect, okay? In fact, they've got a new device coming out, okay? Teenagers, get ready for this one. The text message detector gun. Isn't that awesome? The text message detector gun. This is from a company called ComSonics in Virginia, and they're excited about this technology. That's right, quote, it can detect, just like a radar gun for speed, it can detect radio frequencies that come from a cell phone inside of a car, and since text messages emit different frequencies from other functions on a cell phone, this would allow officers to determine if someone is texting from inside that vehicle. And since texting is currently outlawed in 44 states while driving, this radar gun will be a welcome addition to many law enforcement agencies around the country. Again, on the way out of services today, just hug a teenager. Just help them out. Encourage them to continue on in life. With what? Probably adults too, right? Text message detector gun. But that's the problem is this, folks. That's the tip of the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg of what the authorities are doing with our cell phones. They are using it, folks, listen, to track us. They're doing it without our consent. They're doing it without a search warrant, which means it's unconstitutional. But we're being conditioned. You need to accept it because it's for your safety. But at what price? The news is starting to leak this out. Let's take a look.
All right, so there's a pretty disturbing story out there today that we've learned about thanks to the ACLU. And it involves not federal agencies doing national security-related investigations, but local police departments, hundreds of them, tracking your cell phones.
This study finds that numerous police departments across the country are now using cell phone tracking, often without court orders, to find suspects and then investigate criminal cases. The ACLU surveyed more than 200 law enforcement agencies, and most said that they use cell phone tracking.
In a town in North Carolina, we came across an instance where law enforcement engaged in GPS tracking, not just of the phone of one individual who is suspected of a crime, but of every person who had called that phone. So that means that if someone suspected of a crime called a pizza delivery guy, that guy's also getting tracked.
And they're trying to hide it. Now, as the ACLU found, not only does this information contradict the public statements that we hear from law enforcement officials, but they also found training manuals, like one from the Iowa City Police Department that says, in quotes, do not mention to the public or the media the use of cell phone technology or equipment used to locate the target subject. The manual also advises not to put this stuff into the police reports. So, doesn't that make you feel safe?
Yeah, turn to somebody, encourage one another. This new year, I feel safe. Or you could do this method. If you have your cell phone with you, go ahead, pull it out, raise it above your head, and say, help me, help. Excuse me. Folks, this is really happening, okay? It doesn't make you feel safe. It makes you feel like a caged rat. And this is America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Oh, by the way, as you saw, the training manuals are being, they're being told to hide this. They're not the only ones. So is the current administration. Quote, the Obama administration has been quietly advising local police not to disclose details about surveillance technology they're using to sweep up basic cell phone data from, listen, entire neighborhoods. Not individuals. They sweep a whole area. And they say, keep your mouth shut about it. That's coming from the top. That's our own government. Okay. Oh, and that's from the Associated Press. I'm not making this up. And that, quote, public findings show that the government sales, so we're paying for this to allow them to do this. The government sales of communication systems, as you were seeing here with scans, the cell phone stuff, from the company who makes them, Harris Corporation, accounted for nearly one third of their $5 billion in revenue. So the $5 billion that company who makes these devices come in, one third of the $5 billion comes from the government who's releasing this on us. In other words, they're investing heavily on this tracking technology. But don't worry for your safety. And as long as you aren't one of those people who've done something wrong, what do you got to worry about, huh? Have you heard that one? That's not the issue. The issue is freedom. The fifth way, speaking of government, that we're being conditioned to be tracked by our cell phones is just that, government spying. So go ahead and turn to somebody and say, shocker. Yes, yeah, that's a big shock, okay? It's not just the police, folks, that's doing this behind our back. It's the government, too. And just like the police, they're doing it in secret, or should I say, they're doing it from the sky. You thought it was bad with the police? Government's got it on a whole new level. They're literally doing it from the sky, tracking our cell phone. This got leaked out recently as well. Let's take a look at that.
Tonight, new questions about whether the government is scooping up the personal cell phone data from thousands of innocent Americans. An investigation by the Wall Street Journal has uncovered a secret program designed to track down fugitives, suspected killers, rapists, and other criminals. It allows the U.S. Marshals to pinpoint the location of your phone from the sky without you knowing it's happening. Here's how it works. The Marshals launch a small plane carrying a device called a dirt box, which acts like a mini cell tower. Over a populated area, it picks up identifying pings from thousands of phones below until it finds its suspect. Pinpointing that person's location within a three-yard radius, even in a specific room.
When they put it on an airplane, they get information on tens or hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, that's just an outrageous and unreasonable bulk search of innocent Americans' phone information.
Popular Science reports that 17 fake cell phone towers have been found across the U.S. And these phony towers have the ability to spy on phone calls, intercept messages, and load a phone with spyware. And you wouldn't even know this is happening. It's known that government agencies use dummy towers as interceptors for espionage.
But see, that's the key word there, Jim. Don't worry about this. It's espionage. It's to get those bad guys. So we got to let them do it. Folks, believe it or not, as bad as that is, again, who defines who's the bad guy? But our own government is not the only one doing this. This really is on a global scale. Just like our text said. How are you going to find out who's a Christian and who's not? How are you going to monitor that conversation? How are you going to know where they're at to go pick them up? It's happening on a global scale. This has never been here before in the history of mankind. It's here now. Listen to this. You don't need a fake tower. You don't need flying planes. Okay? The governments around the world are forcing phone companies to allow them to do it anyway. This is just one report from a European company called Vodafone. It's a multinational telecommunications company. Recently stated, quote, government agencies are able to listen to phone conversations live and even track the locations of citizens without warrants using secret cables connected directly to network equipment. Secret wires have been connected to its network, they say, and those belonging to their competitors, giving government agencies the ability to tap into phone, listen, and broadband traffic. That's your internet. That's for a whole other message, what they're doing with the computer. And in 29 countries, that's just this one provider, in 29 countries it operates in, laws demand that they allow governments to directly access information about them, quote, and refusal to comply with those laws is, quote, not an option. So you have to allow them to spy on people. And to show you just how sneaky, not just our own government, folks, but the governments around the world are doing when it comes to this, leads us to the sixth one. The sixth way we're being conditioned to be tracked is with game spying. Who's the angry bird now? Oh, we all know the cell phones, hey, they're not just nifty devices to make phone calls and keep tabs on people. But man, you talk about just a lifesaver. I mean, have you ever been at Walmart and you get stuck behind that lady and she's got like $120-some and she whips out a bag of pennies? Hey, who cares? You got your cell phone. You can play the games, check the weather, do all kinds of neat stuff. Because cell phones are great. Man, everybody plays games on cell phones, right? Who's got the latest app? Who's got the... In fact, they're using these apps to open up and unlock things in our cell phones so they can track us beyond our wildest dreams. And one of them is the one everybody had to have, Angry Birds. Watch this.
The NSA knows what you're up to, and a little Angry Bird may be to blame. The agency using cell phone apps to access personal information. Kelly Wright joins us now with what consumers need to know. Kelly?
Heather, good morning. The startling revelation comes from NSA leaker Edward Snowden. It's another leak, and some say another cause for concern. Snowden's latest leak of documents shows how the NSA, along with the Division of Great Britain's Government Communications, can zero in on your location when you're using Google Maps or posting a picture on Facebook and Twitter. Also, when you're playing the popular game Angry Birds on your smartphone, player beware. Big Brother could be watching your every move, gathering knowledge of your age, sex, and other personal information. The White House defends the NSA, adding the agency is not spying on average Americans, but on people who are potential threats to the country.
Yeah, so it's okay. What are you worried about? All right, moment of truth here at Sunrise. How many guys just couldn't wait to download that Angry Bird thing on your phone? Raise your hand. Oh, one of you who was brave enough to raise your hand. Two, maybe three, four, maybe five, maybe six, maybe seven. Excuse me? Is that sneaky or what? You know, that almost goes back to panurgia, the Greek word there for Satan. How sneaky. A master of trickery and deceit. You know what get us to pay for these devices? You get us to download things, to unlock it even more, to track us even more. Oh, but it gets even worse. The second thing Big Brother's doing with their cell phones, it isn't just tracking us, folks. They've gone all the way. And it totally fixed our text, okay? The second thing is to watch and listen to us, okay? You thought the tracking thing was bad, we ain't seen nothing yet. These nifty devices, these cell phones that we all just have to have, even kids, even people who can't afford them, we'll give them to you. You gotta have one. They can be tapped into, and they can monitor all of our conversation and watch us through the video. Okay, and again, let's go back to our text because it fits exactly, I think, the other half of what the Antichrist is going to be able to do on a global scale. Matthew 24, verse 9 through 10. Then you'll be handed over, Jesus speaking, to be persecuted and put to death. You'll be hated by all nations because of me, okay, he says. And at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Now, certainly the context, I believe that people are going to turn other people in, i.e. for being a Christian, follower of Jesus Christ, but maybe some of that turning in ability, betraying ability, is utilizing the technology. I think that's the other issue that's going on here, okay? But again, according to Jesus, during the seven-year tribulation, they're not just going to hate followers of him, okay? Those who get saved after the rapture are going to want to kill them. They're going to betray them, turn them in for death. So again, put it to the test. How in the world are you going to know if somebody's a follower of Jesus Christ? Now, we've already seen, okay, they can find anybody anywhere on the planet to locate them, to go get them, to turn them in, to betray them, to kill them. They can locate them. I got that. But the other thing that's going on here is, how do you know they're even a Christian in the first place? I mean, if you, again, just stay out of public view, keep your mouth shut, in public, stay away from it, how are they going to know? Well, wouldn't it be nifty if you had one device that could do it all? That could not only pinpoint people's exact locations anywhere around the world, but even monitor their conversation and peer out through that device and see who they're hanging out with and where they're at, like a underground Bible study. Folks, believe it or not, they're already doing it. Let's take a look at that, too.
You know, we've all heard the stories about how the GPS in your phone can track you, but we had no idea how much about your personal life that people can learn through your cell phone until we met a woman whose cell phone nearly cost her her life.
He knew where I was all the time. If I was at dinner somewhere, he would text me and ask me how dinner was.
Susan says her ex-boyfriend stalked her for 3 years using only her cell phone to do it. She's so afraid for her life, she asked us to disguise her identity.
I thought I was going crazy. It's just unnerving knowing that somebody 24/7 knows where you're at, what you're talking about, what's going on, everything about you.
At the time, Susan didn't know that her ex-boyfriend installed widely available software on her phone when she wasn't looking. Once installed, he could be anywhere, even in a different state, and track her every move. He could listen in on her phone calls, read her text messages, and turn her personal cell phone into a bugging device.
He would text me, "How was dinner? Was the date good? Did you enjoy yourself at Fridays?"
With her permission, I installed the software on a colleague's phone and sent her out to see how it worked.
And everyone else in the family is doing good?
I've just intercepted a live phone call. She has no idea that I'm listening in.
And the most frightening part of this technology? She doesn't even need to be on the phone.
Or like I've seen Pop Rocks.
I can remotely activate her speakerphone and hear everything going on.
When somebody remotely activates your phone, you're not going to know it. And they can use that phone to monitor the conversations in the room that you're in.
Security expert Robert Siciliano gets countless emails from victims of cell phone spying.
Your phone could be sitting next to you while you're watching TV, and somebody can actually log into your phone and they can watch what you're watching on television.
Someone can easily install a spyware program on your phone that allows them to see every single thing that you do all day long via the phone's video camera.
Man, good thing I got that Angry Birds app. What a fun game. I'm going to tell you what. Interesting. All right, now how many of you guys are going to do it now? Hold up your cell phone and say, "Help me." But don't worry, it'll be recorded. Folks, you got to understand, this isn't just happening. This isn't just ex-creepy boyfriends that are doing this. What it tells you is the technology is so easy to get at that even ex-creepy boyfriends, with all due respect, can get their hands on it. So if somebody really wants to do it, what else do you got out there? Right? Exactly, is the issue. In fact, once again, this ability not just to track is going global, this ability to watch and listen to any conversation is going global as well. Quote, German researchers have recently discovered a flaw that could allow anyone to listen to your cell phone calls, intercept text messages on a potentially massive scale, even when cellular networks are using the most advanced encryption available. Those skilled with the right abilities can locate callers, quote, anywhere in the world. Listen to calls as they happen and record hundreds of encrypted calls and texts for later decryption. For example, this is their own words. A single carrier in Congo or Kazakhstan could be used to hack into cellular networks in the United States, Europe, or anywhere else. In other words, this ability to track, watch, listen to anybody's cell phone anywhere on the planet is now global. Now, that's not just freaky. Once again, go back to the wild times we live in. 2,000 years ago, roughly, the Apostle John is getting a revelation from God. And he's writing down the best thing that what he's seeing there. And then you couple with what Jesus is saying in Matthew 24, John talking about the Antichrist and the system he's going to make, order, force, Revelation 13. Jesus said it's going to get so bad during that time frame, they're going to want to turn you in and hate you and kill you and betray you. And how is one guy going to do that? How is one guy going to have the ability anywhere on the planet to know if somebody's a follower of Jesus Christ specifically? And then follow up with that, "I know exactly where they're at. Go send the authorities. Go capture them. Kill them." For the first time in mankind's history, that technology is here. It's with our cell phone. And we pay for it. Is that not like Satan or what? This is the Big Brother society. I've said before service, I was talking with somebody and they said, "How many times have you heard this say to churches that will actually..." And Christians will even talk about Bible prophecy. You'll even get fellow church members, prophecy, you guys have been saying prophecy for 50 years. What makes this time any different? Why should I? Because never before have we had this ability to pull off what the Antichrist is going to do. And listen, it's not just coming. It's already here, and it's already put into place. So one guy comes along, hijacks the whole system, fulfillment. That's what makes this time different. And that's why Jesus said, hey, Luke 21:28, when these things begin to take place, you better stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. That means the rapture is around the corner, amen? Okay, we don't know the day nor the hour, but I tell you what, man, it's getting close. Even my new passages are coming to pass in great detail, okay? So as Christians, we need to get busy letting other people know there's a way out of this dark planet, amen? But if you're here today, again, I don't know the heart, you need to get saved if you're not. Or if you're not sure, you better make sure you're today. Because this is not a game. This is real. And I'll guarantee you the reason why God's got you here today, you might have been dragged here, coerced here, bribed here. I don't know why you're here. I'm glad you're here. But I'll guarantee you God's got you here because he loves you and he wants to save you. Because the Antichrist kingdom is going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. I didn't say that. Jesus did. Get saved now. Don't be left behind. Amen? Let's pray.
Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you enjoyed today's study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. Are you sure that if you were to die today that you go to heaven and not hell? Now, before you answer that, let me share with you a couple things that the Bible says. The Bible says that God is holy and that we are not. And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death. We don't deserve to go to heaven when we die. We deserve to go down. We deserve to go to hell. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this problem that we have, that we're separated from God not only now, but we're going to be separated from him for all eternity in a place called hell. We don't even want to admit that. So once again, out of love, God gives us what's called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were God's x-ray, if you will, divine x-ray to get us to admit the problem that we have inside that's separating us from him. Let's take a look at a few of those, of God's divine x-ray. For instance, if you think that you're worthy on your own, you don't need a Savior, you're going to get to heaven all by yourself, then let's take a look at God's test there. The Ten Commandments. The ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That means lying. How many of you have ever told a lie before? Raise your hand. Okay? If you didn't raise your hand, you just told one. But folks, we've all done that. That makes us a liar. The Ten Commandments, God's x-ray, showing us that we have sin that's separating us from him. We're not holy and perfect like him. The fifth commandment says this, you shall not steal. Don't ever once take anything without permission. How many of you have ever done that? Well, if we're not going to tell another lie, we should all admit that as well. Well, that makes us a thief now. The Bible says that God is so holy, even his name is holy. And that's why the Ten Commandments says, you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. And if we're honest again, folks, hey, a lot of us, how many of us have used the blessed name of Jesus Christ? The only name the Bible says under heaven that men might be saved. We've now turned it into a common cuss word, if you can believe that. The Bible says that's the sin of blasphemy. The Bible also says, hey, you want to show God you're so perfect, you have no sin, then don't ever once commit adultery. And you might say, well, I've never done that. Really? Jesus lays the standard before us. God looks at the heart. Man looks on the outside. Jesus said, if you ever looked with lust in your eye at another person, you've committed adultery in your heart. That's his holy standard. One more. The Bible says, okay, you think you're so good? Then don't ever once commit murder. You shall not murder. And you might say, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? The Bible again says that the sin of hatred, wishing someone was dead, is akin to the sin of murder. It's just, if you will, you pull the trigger in your heart. So how are you doing? That's just 5 out of 10 of God's divine x-ray, by the way, showing us the problem. How are you doing? Not if, but when your time comes, we're all going to stand before God. You will be forced to admit what he already knows. Hey, God, let me in. Let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer, an adulterer, and a murderer. And the Bible is clear. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. You're not headed to heaven in that state. You're headed to hell. But here's the good news. God said if we would just admit this, number one, then he could fix it. And it gets fixed only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the life, and the truth, and nobody comes to the Father but by me. Why? Because only Jesus lived the perfect life in our place. And Jesus died on the cross. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be set free. And since we weren't there, and since it's a gift and we can't earn it, we have to receive that wonderful gift by faith. And the Bible says God will pardon us for our crimes, our sins, against him. And you could actually see this analogy working in the natural, in the normal world. We see this actually in the courtroom. For instance, if a person is guilty and everybody knows they're guilty, they've committed a horrible crime and the sentence has passed, the judge has knocked down the gavel and says, hey, you are going to jail, you are going to the death penalty for that crime. And we know that people, that happens all the time, and they go to jail, but believe it or not, did you know there's a way for that person, even though they're guilty, to actually be set free from that crime? It's called a pardon. And the one in authority, the governor, has the part out of mercy, out of goodness, certainly nothing that that person did in jail. They can't undo the crime. It's too late. But out of mercy, the governor could go down there and grant that person in jail a full pardon for their crimes. And by receiving that pardon, the doors come open and they are set free and they're rescued from the death penalty. Folks, that's what God is doing every single day with us spiritually. He has allowed His Son, Jesus Christ, to take the death penalty in our place. He's pardoned us, but a pardon does you no good unless you reach out and receive it. And it's actually been on historical record that there have been people on death row who a governor has gone down out of mercy and extends to them a full pardon, but they've rejected it. And by their own doing, they went to the death penalty. Folks, don't make that same mistake for all eternity. God loves you. He's willing to forgive you of anything and everything you've ever done. All of it. Even the sins we don't even know about. He wants to pardon you and forgive you, but you must receive that by faith today. The Bible says if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you call upon His name, ask Him to forgive you of all your sins, believe in your heart that God raised Him from the grave, you will be saved. Please do that now. Please do that today, because tomorrow may be too late. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. Again, thank you for joining us. If there's anything that you need, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our information and number and things will pop up here on the screen here shortly. And remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.